Then sit down. I'm going to turn on the overhead light. But I thought vampires didn't like light, said the boy. But then he stopped. The vampire was watching him with his back to the window. The boy started to say something again, but he said nothing. And then he sighed with relief when the vampire reached for the overhead cord. At once the room was flooded with a harsh yellow light. Dear God, the boy whispered, and then he gazed, speechless, at the vampire. The vampire was utterly white and smooth, as if he were sculpted from bleached bone, and his face was as seemingly inanimate as a statue, except for two brilliant green eyes that looked down at the boy intently like flames in a skull. The boy shuddered, lifting his hand as if to shield himself from a powerful light. His eyes moved slowly over the finely tailored black coat he'd only glimpsed in the bar, the long folds of the cape, the black silk tie knotted at the throat, and the gleam of the collar that was as white as the vampire's flesh. He stared at the vampire's full black hair, the waves that were combed back over the tips of the ears, the curls that barely touched the edge of the white collar.
Now, do you still want the interview?